this morning. Every praise is to you. Every word of praise. You are our Savior. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. And Lord, you are our provider. We say all praises, glory, honor, adoration be unto you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the word I have given unto your church. You say it's our month of showers of blessings. And not just month of showers of blessings, our season of showers of blessing. Because even from this month of August 2020 going forward, it shall be continually, you know, showering upon our families, upon our lives, upon our nations, all over the world, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we believe your word and we key into it. And we are learning how to apply ourselves to this very word. Father, we pray, oh God, every one of us this morning on this platform, that you give us hearing ears. Lord, hear of the Spirit, that we hear what the Spirit is saying, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we hear, oh God, we pray that it will meet with faith. And Lord, it shall profit us and our children, and our children's children, even to 1,000 generations, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Ancient of Days. I submit myself to the power of the Holy Spirit, that Lord, only your man shall be spoken, even this morning. Nothing contrary will come or even seep through in the name of Jesus Christ. Only God that you allow, oh God, we come to your people. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for the series that we'll be having. Two Sundays ago, our pastor took us on the pasture, which is the greener pasture. And last week, I took us on the shepherd. You know, so we are talking about the sheep today. You know, we have the shepherd, we have the pasture, we have the sheep. And by the grace of God, as we are talking about the sheep today, the message is titled, "You Shall Be Fed." And I want you to say that to yourself, "I shall be fed, because I am the flock of the Lord. I am the sheep of the Lord. I shall be fed in the name of Jesus." Let us open our Bible to John 21, and I will read from verses 15 to 17. John 21. John 21, 15 to 17. I will just read the verse 15 for now. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lamb." And in addition, verses 16 and 17 was talking about how Jesus Christ was repeating the same question. You know, asking Peter, "Do you truly love me? Do you love me, Peter? Do you love me, Peter?" And in the culture where I came from, that's back in Nigeria, that's a country from the West Africa part of Africa, you know, and in the particular tribe, Yoruba tribe, when your mother or your father calls you three times and saying something, that thing is very, very, very serious. That thing is very, very important. And when I was, you know, meditating on this, word, I was like, I think we from that tribe of Yoruba, Nigeria, we came from the tribe of the lion of the tribe of Judah, which is Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ was actually connecting me to my roots. You know, when our parent calls us and say, "Ola Yinka, Ola Yinka, Ola Yinka," it's like, oh, there's trouble. Or there's something very, very serious. Jesus Christ called Peter three times. Even with his last name, John, Simon Peter, Simon, son of John. Yeah? When your mother is saying, "Ah, Ola Kito, Omoto Milola," you should pay attention. And that is exactly what happened here. Jesus Christ, as you know, he came, paid the price, did all that he needed to do, went to the cross, was buried, resurrected, and he was about to leave. He was about to go. And there was something that was so crucial, so important, so urgent for him to release unto Peter, son of John. And he said, "Do you love me?" And the same question is coming to us this morning. Do you truly love the Lord? put your name there. Ask yourself and reflect. And even as we go into these showers of blessings, you see, and the month of prophetic declaration, and want to eat of the good pasture of the Lord. You want to exercise your faith. You want to exercise your authority as a sheep with the flock of the great shepherd Jesus. You need to authentically answer this question. Are you a sheep in the flock of Jesus? And I'll read from Ezekiel chapter 34, from verse 17. Ezekiel 34, 17 to 21. As for you, my flock, you see the word my flock again. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I judge between sheep and sheep. I judge between sheep and sheep. You know, we're going to come there. Between ram and male goats. Is it not enough for you to feed on the good pasture that you must tread down with your feet the rest of the pasture and to drink clear water that you must muddle the rest of the water with your feet? And must my sheep eat what you have trodden with your feet and drink what you have muddled with your feet? Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you push with side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns till you have scattered them abroad. And when I was reading this place, there was an illustration that, you know, was coming to me. You know, when some women, when they are trying to do some things back, see back to my roots, my culture. You see that, you know, they use their side, they use their shoulder, you know, to make sure that everyone is out of their way so that they can get through. And in the process, they don't really care about the next person. This is what the Bible is describing here. How the sheep, people that say they are sheep in the midst of the real authentic sheep, how they use their sides and their shoulders to push aside, to remove people from their way, to trample people as they are climbing whatever ladder of life that they are climbing, and they are not considering the health and welfare and the good life of other people. Brethren, you see, this scripture is talking about the sheep. But I want to tell you that we are talking about the sheep of the Lord today. So it's not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, belongs to the flock. No matter how they are in the church, they can be pastors. That is just a title. They can be preachers. They can be anything. But if you are not the sheep of the Lord, today is an opportunity for you to be one of the sheep in the flock so that you can eat of the green pasture. Because when the word of the Lord is talking here and he's saying, I will separate between sheep and sheep. So the question is that, who is the sheep of the Lord? That is the number one thing we are going to talk about briefly. Who is the sheep of the Lord? Then, like I said, generally speaking, there are sheep. And sheep are generally, you know, gentle and, you know, even though they are gentle. When we're talking about gentleness, it's not that, you know, it's not just talking about being quiet and, you know, walking quietly. That's not the illustration that we are talking about. It's about a state of the heart. You can be walking quietly and slowly and, you know, you are not even able to kill an ant when you step on the floor, but you are very, very, very goat-like in the heart and very stubborn and rebellious against the Lord. And those are the people that the Lord is talking about, that they are not his sheep. Even though they are in clothes, in sheep clothing, even though they are in the midst of the sheep, the Lord said, I will separate between sheep and sheep. So who is this sheep of the Lord? The sheep of the Lord, number one, they are sweet and forgiving. They are meek. The sheep of the Lord are led by the Lord. That's number two. The sheep of the Lord are led by the Lord. They hear the voice of the Lord as is spoken in John chapter 10. John 10. I'll read verses 3 and 5. John 10, 3 and 5. And it says, to him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. The sheep of the Lord knows the voice of the Lord. You know, I sometimes wonder when people say, oh, God doesn't talk to me. I don't hear God. The Lord speaks to his own sheep. The stranger's voice, they don't have ability to hear. They are not just hearing it, they are deaf when it comes to the voice of strangers. We are going to get there a little later. The voice of the Lord is the word of the Lord. You know, for as many of us that say, oh, God doesn't talk to me, dwell in the word of God. We have been learning about the word of God for some Sundays now in our Sunday school time, about meditating on the word of the Lord. When you are going to bed in the night, what occupies your mind? That is how you know whether you are meditating on the word of the Lord or not. When you wake up suddenly in the night, maybe to turn yourself on your bed or to go to, you know, use the washroom, what comes to your mind? These are the things that will reflect what you are meditating on. Because what can occupy your mind can occupy your life. And it is what you meditate on, that is where the production, the fruit of that is in your heart comes out. So you hear the voice of the Lord from the word of the Lord. Psalm 68, verse 6. You find families for those who are lonely. You set prisoners free and let them prosper. But all who rebel will live in a scorching desert. The voice of the stranger is the voice of rebellion, the voice of unforgiveness, the voice of, you know, of stubbornness. The sheep of the Lord don't hear those voices. Well, if it by enemy flash to their hearing, it's like a wave that does not make sense. They don't take it in. It doesn't come into their heart and take root. They don't dwell on it. They don't meditate on it. They don't act on it. Amen? Amen. The sheep of the Lord, they have personal assistance. No matter wherever they are, no matter whatever they are doing, they can be children, they can be students, they can be moms, they can be dads. The sheep of the Lord have personal assistance. And you may be wondering, I don't earn salary, so how do I pay my, you know, personal assistance? Jesus paid for them all. And you will see that in Psalm 23. He says, surely goodness, mercy shall follow them. Those are their personal assistants. Everything they are doing, goodness and mercy are the one helping them to do it. They are running error for them. They are not hearing and living on the voices of strangers. The sheep of the Lord are those who have conquered the God of belly. There is a God of the belly. That is the scripture. And we are going to get there when we get to part two. We are in part one and we are talking about who is the sheep of the Lord. And we are itemizing the characters, the ways of the sheep of the Lord. They have conquered the God of the belly. They have conquered greed. They have conquered pride of life. They are neither moved by fear or fame. You know, some people, they are not moved by fear. They are bold. They can do anything. They can go anywhere. But when it comes to fame, that is their tax master. They are enslaved by fame. The moment their fame wants to go down, they turn their back on the Lord. The sheep of the Lord, they are full of wisdom and discretion. That's number four. Proverbs 11, 22. The sheep of the Lord, they are clothed with wisdom and discretion. And it says, Proverbs 11, 22, a beautiful man who lacks discretion is like a gold ring in a pig's snout. If you don't have wisdom, if you don't have discretion, this is what the Bible describes you as. You know, and sometimes, like in the book of Proverbs, a lot of times the illustration of women is used. You can flip it anytime because the Bible says that we are sons of God. We are sons of God. Whether you are a woman, that in the kingdom of God, there is no female, there is no male, there is no female, there is no Gentile, there is no Jew, there is no Greek. There is no race. And when we appear with the Lord, we shall all be like him. They don't follow evil and ungodly counsel and drag the name of the Lord God in the mud. That's what that scripture is talking about. As the sheep of the Lord, you don't dwell in the counsel of the ungodly. You don't seek the counsel of the ungodly. You know, some people, when they want good counsel, like things that really to them, good counsel that will pay them, that will be according to their, you know, ambition and decision and interest and pride, they know where to go to. But when they want to hear the real word, the real mind of the Father, the real mind of God, they don't go to some people because they know they're going to open the Bible for them. They're going to tell them the truth, undiluted. The sheep of the Lord don't take counsel from the ungodly. They are very humble. 1 Peter 5:5-6. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may lift you up in due time. What do we see today? And that is why we are. God wants us to, you know, look at these things. Am I truly a sheep in his pasture? If God is bringing us showers of blessing upon our pastures, and our trees will be blossoming, and we are going to be having great and mighty fruit to bring food to the Lord, to prosper. And when we are talking about this prosperity, we are not just talking about physical prosperity. They are part of it, but that is not all. The prosperity of your soul, the prosperity of your health, the prosperity of your body, the fruitfulness of your body and the works of your hands. They are all encompassing. The gift of the Spirit, the manifestation of the power of God through you to your neighbors, to your family, to your generation. This is what God is releasing into the new church. The word new church sounds strange. Yes. Because every time the Bible says that the word of the Lord is new every morning. The Lord is renewing his church. And the Bible says that Jesus Christ, he gave himself to the church to purify, to cleanse it. So God is cleansing his church. Amen? Mm-hmm. So we go to part two. The part two of this message is talking about the other sheep. You know, we have talked briefly about the sheep of the Lord. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will begin to, you know, resonate these words in your heart so that you will actually be able to answer that question in your heart. If truly you are the sheep of the Lord. So part two is saying, who are the other sheep? Who are the other sheep? You know, like I said, at the beginning of this series, we talk about the pasture. The last week, we talk about the shepherd. And now we are talking about the sheep. You know, there are real sheep, authentic sheep, real shepherd, authentic shepherd, and real pasture, authentic pasture. The same way there are other sheep. If I'm permitted, fake sheep, fake shepherd, fake pasture. It doesn't matter, you know, like the Lord said, I will separate the sheep from sheep. The fake one can be among the real one, even right in the church, where the real shepherd are. Where in the real authentic pasture of the Lord, where the Lord himself is pouring down his rain and there is showers of blessing, rain already, and the field is blossoming, the fake one can be in the midst of it. You're going to get there shortly. If the sheep that the other sheep that the Lord is talking about, they are the sheep that They muddle the water. They trample the grass under their feet. When they are done eating, they go around and muddle everything and make sure that things are not settled. Be aware of them. Don't let them draw you away from the Lord. So number one, they are spoilers. When they have drank the water, you know, I the first 17 years of my life, almost 18, I was born and brought up in a village. And we normally go to the stream to fetch water, you know, clean water, you know, transparent water. You get there in the morning, everything is settled. You can see the fish. You can see the river creature underneath the water, you know, moving around, because everything is clear, and you can see everything underneath. You can see through it. It's pure, flowing rivers. Jesus is the river of life. The word of God is the river of life. When the word of God comforts, you see the other sheep, after they have taken their own word, after they have taken, they muddle up the water by condemning the word of God, by condemning the messengers. They make sure that other people are not settled on the word. Oh, you don't mind that preacher. What does she even think that she knows? What does she even know, think that she's doing? She can't even speak a Canadian accent. She can't even speak a good English. And they go on and on and on. All they are doing is they are muddling up the water so that other people are not taking in and settling in the place of faith about the word that have been spoken. They say all manner of things about the preacher, about the word of God. They take a scripture and scatter it and interpret it in their own way. Philippians 3:19 says that they are headed for hell. So number one, they are spoiler. Number two, they are hell candidates. That is Philippians 3:19. I'm not the one that says so. The scripture says so. They are headed for hell. They worship their stomachs and brag about their distinguishing things they do. All they can think about are the things of this world. When you see people doing that, please pray for them. And we are going to pray for them this morning. We are going to pray for ourselves. Even in any way that we are still manifesting any of these, you know, traits, we're going to pray for ourselves. They are deceivers. What they are telling you is not what they do. They actually believe the word that has been spoken, and they are taking it, and they are going to act on it. That's why they become fat. And you are becoming lean, because the Bible talks about the fat and the lean sheep, even in that same scripture. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They are deceivers. They pervert the truth. Proverbs 5:3-4. For the lips of an immoral woman are as sweet as honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as poison, as dangerous as double-edged sword. You might be wondering again in the book of Proverbs, talking about an immoral woman. Yeah. These people, they are committing what you call spiritual adultery. Even though they claim the Lord to be their Lord, they say they are part of the bride of Jesus. They are adulterers because they have their hearts and their whole being romancing with the work of the world, with the world and the praise of the world. And the things that the world can offer them, that is their God. The world is their God. Their belly is their God. Their mouth is sweet. You know, when you see them, you know, where sweetened and their mouth is drawn, you know, smooth like the honey. Drawing like the honey and smooth like oil. Check what they are saying. If they have watered down the word of the Lord, because all they are tailoring their statement and their speech. I don't, they are not messages from the Lord. Their speech about is how to empty you of your wool. They take the wool from you. They clothe themselves with the wool. They take the milk from you. They drink the milk and they are fresh. And eventually, like that place says, the end is bitter and poisonous, very dangerous, before they eventually slaughter the sheep and eat the juicy meat or whatever meat they can get from it. So initially, it might look as if they are feeding the sheep. All they are after is what they get from the sheep. They are not true shepherd. They are not true sheep. And they are not in true pasture. They don't belong to the Lord. And I pray for them that the Lord will remove their path from the hell and the path of hell and bring them to the path of heaven and life eternal in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Number five, I have explained that, which says that they are killers. They are killers. They are workers of iniquities, and their shepherds are also workers of iniquity. The sheep, the shepherd, their pasture, they are all the same. Let us open our Bible to John 10, verse 9. John 10, verse 9. And it says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. This shower of blessing that the Lord is talking about is for those who the Lord is opening the gates for right now. If you are hearing this word and you want to come in to the great pasture, the greener pasture that the Lord has promised his people, this is the opportunity for you to give your life to Jesus, to acknowledge him as your Lord and Savior, and to follow him. When he is speaking, you will hear him. And as you are hearing him, you will follow him. He said, my sheep will follow me. They will do my will. You will do the will of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. God is taking over. That is the third part of this message, which is drawing us to a conclusion. God is taking over. That is what he said in Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 25 to 27. You know, and I will even recommend that we go and read the whole chapter of Ezekiel chapter 34 from verses 1 to the end. You see the anger of the Lord. You see the pain of the Lord. And that is God himself speaking there. And this is one of the reasons why God himself came. He came down to come and be man, to save you. And when he came, the world was not different. You know, a lot of people say, oh, that was Old Testament. This is New Testament. Go and look at Ezekiel chapter 34 and read John chapter 10. You see the shepherd's voice. You see the shepherd's pain, crying for the sheep. The sheep that he gave himself for. And he's saying, feed my sheep. This part 3 is talking about God taking over and saying to you, you are my sheep. If you have given your life to Jesus, if your heart is dwelling with Jesus, if your whole concern is how lives will be drawn closer to Jesus, closer to God, God is saying, I am taking over your life to give you showers of blessings, to make your trees to begin to bear fruit, to banish barrenness in the midst of your land. And I will read from Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 25 to 27. And the Lord says, I will make with them a covenant of peace. And that is for you. You know, when the topic says, you shall be fed, it's not just about bread and butter and tea, or bacon and egg. It's not just about breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It is your total package of nourishing, you know, getting nourished of the Lord, of your needs being met. Say, I will make with them a covenant of peace. The one might be in pandemic, but your own is peace. Your end is peace. Amen. Your home is peace. Amen. Your career is peace. Amen. Your children, peace. Amen. And the Bible said that the Lord will teach our children. He said our children will be taught of the Lord in the week. That was the word I was meditating on. Why are people afraid when the word of the Lord say, your children will be taught of the Lord? And I was like, yes, Lord. My children shall be taught of you. And great will be my children's peace. Great will be my peace. I receive peace in this pandemic season. As children go to school, as teachers go back to school, as people go back to their work, peace will go ahead of us. Peace will go with us. In the name of Jesus Christ. I continue that scripture and it says, and banish wild beasts from your land. You know, when God is talking about wild beasts, people, things that make you afraid, things that terrifies you, things that scares you, things that are harassing you, the Lord God said he will banish them from your land in the name of Jesus Christ, so that they may dwell securely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing. And I will send down the showers in their season, and there shall be showers of blessings. And the trees of the field shall yield their fruits, and the earth shall yield its increase, and they shall be secure in their land. And they shall know that I am the Lord. And I will break the bars of their yokes and deliver them from the hand of those who enslave them. You see all those workers of iniquities, all those who their God is their belly, those that have been taking advantages of the, of the sheep, they are going to be removed. That is what the Lord said. He said, they are fired. I'm taking my sheep away from them, and I'm going to be feeding my sheep myself. And I will place them under a shepherd that will care, that will truly care, that will open up the heaven upon them in place of prayers, that will open up the heaven upon them in place of intercession, that will bring their cases before me. And so shall it be for us. Amen. That God will place our shepherds over us, that we truly seek the face of God on our behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I will provide for them renowned plantations so that they shall no more be consumed with hunger in the land. Are you afraid what is going to happen to you? How are you going to be fed? How are you going to pay your mortgage? Jehovah will rise up for you. He will show you his almightiness. He will show you his name, El Shaddai. By his name, El Shaddai, the one that is more than enough, it will manifest to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And you will know that the Lord is God. And you will no longer suffer reproach. That is the word of the Lord. You know, as I'm drawing to conclusion, as I was praying and meditating about this message, two very vivid story came to my mind. And the story is to drive home that Jesus has made provision for all of this thing we are talking about. All you need to do is to give your life to Jesus and be a real sheep, authentic sheep, under the great shepherd. Greener pasture, authentic pasture is yours already. In the name of Jesus. Amen. When I was growing up, I was around, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, 10 years old, until my grandmother passed away. When I was growing up, my grandmother was the first wife of 7 wives of my grandpa. My grandpa was a musician, and he was very popular. So everywhere he went to minister, and we can say today, maybe to perform, not minister, sorry, to perform. Ladies to be all around him, and he went on marrying and marrying. And my grandmother was the first one. And my grandmother was always, even though she had only 3 girls, which is my mother, younger sister, and my mother older sister, the 3 of them girls. But I as the first grandchild, I was always seeing my grandmother cooking a lot of food, and many children were eating from the pot of my grandmother, which are from the other women. the other wives. And there was this particular man that was living in my grandpa's compound. It was like a chief laborer, you know, like a staff, if you want to say, maybe like a worker in our present day world. He was working for my grandfather. And every night he comes to my grandmother. My grandmother will set the table, he will eat. And sometimes my grandmother will ask me to carry the food to his, he has a room and a sitting room. I will take the food there, I will take the water there. But I didn't know who he was until my grandmother died when I was 12 years old. When my grandmother died, everyone, like a lot of people, they were coming around. This woman cannot die. This woman was not die. How can this woman die? No, she is the one that did this for me. She's the one that did that for me. And all the good things that my grandmother has been doing in the neighborhood, people were coming and were, you know, mourning her. And after a while, like the normal thing, the money will weigh down. The people crying will, you know, eventually wipe their faces. And if there is a party, they will eat and drink, which is just the end of the story. But this man refused to be comforted. This man refused to stop mourning my grandmother. And he kept saying, why will Elizabeth die? How can Elizabeth die? Who will take care of me? It would have been better for the death that took Elizabeth to have taken my own life. If I have died in her stead, she would have buried me. She would have given me a befitting burial. But now she's gone. I will soon die. You know, this man kept on saying that. And I was 12 years old. And in his pain, in his agony, he kept saying, your children, even though I did not have anything to give back to you for what you have done in my life, I did not have a home. You gave me a home. I did not have anybody to care for me. You are the one that have been caring for me. I have no wife. I have no children. You have taken me to be your own. Your children will never lack helper. And this man kept saying it for many days. I can't even remember. And there was a time that I was in dire need in Lagos of an accommodation. And God performed a miracle. Myself and my husband were looking for a flat, maybe like a 3-bedroom flat. That's all we could afford. But from nowhere, through God's divine intervention, I don't want to go to the long story. God gave me and my family a duplex. 5-bedroom duplex with garage, with 2-bedroom boy squatter, with compound, big compound, free of charge. And we were living there for many years. When we moved out of that house, the house as of 15 years or 16 years ago was being rented 1.2 million. And I remember that man's prayer when my grandmother died, that your children will not be homeless. Helper of destiny will always come to them. Why am I telling you this story? There is no goodness. There is no favor that you receive that has not been paid for. Somebody somewhere has paid for it. Jesus paid for all for you. Are you going to enter into it and enjoy it? And in return, what are you going to do for your generation? How much good do you want to sow into the life of your husband, into the life of your children, into the life of your wife, into the life of your neighbors? A lot of us, we quarrel about so many things. We cannot tolerate our wives. We cannot tolerate our husband. We cannot tolerate our children. We cannot tolerate our neighbors. Brethren, the rich sheep of the Lord, they are forgiving. The rich sheep of the Lord, they are meek. And the constant will of God is always at the heart of the sheep, the real sheep of the Lord, which is by following the shepherd. They hear the shepherd's voice and they follow the shepherd by doing his way. He said, if you love me, obey my word. The word of the Lord for you is to make your life a Christ-like life to your whoever. And I'm using the word whoever intentionally. You don't have to go to any prison before you can set the prison free, the prisoner free. Whoever you are holding in the prison of your heart. Whoever, whatever prisoners are in your heart, release them. Let them go. Feed people. Be compassionate. Be kind to people. They might be close to you, they may be far away. Your husband can be your neighbor today. Your children can be. Your wife can be. So whatever we are holding on to, that is not making us to be show the kindness that the Lord has shown unto us. If we are not giving the same back to the people, today is the day for us to repent. And as we repent and call on him, he will hear. He will answer. The second story, as we go to prayer, to pray. Second story, I have a brother and a sister that just came to Canada, and my heart is like I should have $1 million and we'll spend it for them. I just want to support them. And I will tell you the story behind it. There is a sister back in Nigeria. When myself and my family, we went back to Nigeria in 2014, this family, before we even landed, she has been calling me. You say you are coming. You are not going anywhere. You are staying in our house. You and your family, you are staying in my house. Please don't go somewhere else. And I don't want to talk about what this woman has done in my life, even before now. And eventually we went to Lagos. As we were landing at the airport, she was already in her car. She came in, took our boxes, put it in her car, took us to her house. And as we were going on the way, she was calling the husband, put the fire now on the yard. And by the time we are entering the house, food was already on the table. And we stayed for 2 weeks in Nigeria. She gave us her car, like very good car. She gave us car. She gave us a driver. She paid for 2 weeks for that driver to drive us around. And now a brother and a sister came through her. Immediately she mentioned to me that I have this, my brother and sister, they are coming to Canada and they are coming to Calgary. I said, forget it. Leave the rest to the Lord. I don't have much, but whatever is in my power to support these people. I say, as you are telling me, I am taking these people. I am adopting them. They are my family. The wife is my sister. The husband is my brother. The children are my children. Why? Because somebody paid for that kindness. And this brother and the sister, they might be looking at me today. Why is this man doing all of this for us? We don't even know her. No goodness come to you free. It is free to you, but somebody paid for it. That woman has paid the price for us, and it is our turn. Even though it's not going back to her, it's going back to somebody else. So the good that you are doing today is going to multiply for other people to enjoy. Let us pray. I want you to begin to pray for yourself. That Father, today I give my life unto you afresh. Yes, I want to be the real sheep in your pasture. Great Shepherd, I want you to be the one that will shepherd me. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to be sheep that the other sheep that the Bible is talking about in Ezekiel 34, Lord. Those that have been scattered and the devil is preying upon them, destroying them. Father, I give my life to you. I surrender my life to you afresh. Give me the heart of Jesus. Let me hear the voice of the Lord through his word constantly. Let my ear of understanding be open, O God, to hear you. This is where to start, brethren. Pray for yourself. Let us begin to pray. I say, Father, take over my life. As you have spoken that you are taking over, take over the affair of my life. El Shaddai, take over the affair of my life. Great Shepherd, take over the affair of my life. Bring me to a green pasture. You know the area of your life that you need that greener pasture right now. Begin to speak to the Lord about it. Let your rain be be poured upon my land, oh God. But I forever let your men read upon me. Pray for the work of your hands. That the Lord will bless the work of your hands with the blessing of the hand, with the blessing of the basket, with the blessing of the storehouse. Jesus. Let us begin to pray that we'll be breaking limits on every side, enlargement on every side, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray for success in examinations. The grace of the Lord, the favor of the Lord to be upon our brethren that are writing one exam or the other, that they will succeed in the name of Jesus Christ according to the plan and purpose of God for their lives. Let us pray for our students as they go to school. They will be taught of the Lord. Great will be their peace. Emotionally, they will be taught. Socially, they will be taught. Academically, they will be taught. Spiritually, they will be taught. When the Lord says our children will be taught of him, it's not just about the scripture. Yes, the scripture is the prosperity of our soul. That our children will be taught of the Lord, even though they will be doing their courses online, that they will be taught of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit will be their teacher. The Lord will be their teacher in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord said that he will break yokes and deliver from the hand of those that enslave people. Let us begin to pray for deliverance. Deliverance for people that are under the yoke of negative shepherd. Even all over the world, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they don't even know what the truth of the word of God is anymore. That they will be removed from the fold of the deceivers, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray for the salvation of their souls, that they will not go to hell, in the name of Jesus Christ. That the Lord will show them way out, to become real sheep in the shepherdhood of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray that God will banish every beast in our midst, in the name of Jesus. Sicknesses and diseases can be like the beast. Whoever is sick, the Bible says that the Lord said he will heal the sick. He will heal the sick. He will bind together the brokenhearted. He will seek the lost. He will find the lost. He will restore the lost. The backsliders he will bring back home in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Father, we open up ourselves unto you. We receive your showers of blessing, heavy pour of your rain upon our lives in the name of Jesus. We receive fruitfulness upon our gardens in the name of Jesus. We receive, oh God, blessings from heaven. All things that pertain to life and godliness, we receive them from you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.